Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to go with me to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter number 6. And we'll begin reading there in verse number 7. The scripture says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap everlasting life. And let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." The song's about His coming enforces the scriptures that tell us not to grow weary in well-doing, but to continue in our work for the Lord, not only in our service to Him, but in our worship to Him, because we know He's coming soon. So it's evident this morning from this and, of course, many other scriptures in the Bible that Christians as well as unbelievers many times are deceived. And when a Christian is deceived, it's because they have allowed deception to come into their lives. And with that, I think we need to know when we are addressing the Word of God and we know the truth of it and we hear something else, we should be able to tell ourselves, our spirits, that we will not be deceived or hear another voice except the Word of God. And the problem with Christians and the Word of God here speaks to us about believers and Christians, they fail to recognize the deception that's there. But God has an order in His Word that tells us not to be deceived. We just read it to you. And I believe He emphasizes that in His Word over and over again for a purpose and a reason, especially in the closing days of grace. One of the greatest tools that Satan has is deception. In Matthew 24, we find Jesus saying, "See that no man deceive you." Over and over again. The Word talks about being deceived by the world, being deceived by Satan, being deceived by false prophets and false teachers. But the responsibility falls upon the Christian not to allow himself or herself to be deceived. The scripture says, "Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus." The mind of Jesus was this. He'd come to do the Father's will. Therefore, He will not recognize or allow deception to come into His life. Deception is what destroys people's faith. So, we know that Satan deceives people. Yeah. We know that his angels and his demons, and we know the spirit of darkness that comes into the world deceives people. We know that preachers, false teachers and false preachers, they deceive people. But what we do not want to know is that we can and do deceive ourselves many times. And a lot of times we do it often. We do it often. But when a Christian becomes complacent and slack in their service, if you relax your service to God, if you become slack in your service to God, you're deceiving yourself. You deceive yourself into thinking, well, I've done enough. I've given enough, I've said enough, I've done enough. And that's a work of Satan to deceive you and allow you, if you stay in that frame of mind, to deceive yourself. And when you deceive yourself, you open the door for other deception to come into your life as you speak to other people. Because deception carries with it an excuse. See, there's a lot of people out of church today that could be here. Some are not able to be here. We know that. But there's a lot of people that should be here, but you know why they're not here? Because they've deceived themselves. You know why they're not in another church somewhere that preaches the gospel? They've deceived themselves. You know what they've said? Oh, if we're not careful, here's what we say often. Well, God understands. If I don't make it to church today, God understands. If I don't go to Bible study, God understands. And if I don't give, God understands. And you see, that's the beginning of deceiving yourself. Nobody else made you to think that way. That's a choice you made for yourself. When you make that choice for yourself, then you're leaving out God and His Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct you, and you're depending on the flesh. I don't feel like going to church. What is that? That's not the Holy Spirit. That's the flesh. I don't feel like doing this. I don't feel like doing that for God. I don't have time enough. Unless it's something I want to do, then I find time to do it. And in that respect, that's why I said, oftentimes Christians deceive themselves, sometimes without even realizing that there's deception working in their life in that particular manner. But when you become complacent and slacken your service to God, you're deceiving yourself. And when you deceive yourself, you violate your commitment to God. What was the commitment we made when we got saved? Oh, the first thing we asked for was forgiveness. That's right. But then the other thing that we oftentimes leave out is our commitment to follow Him. When you got married, you made a commitment to get married. That's the easy part. But so many people forget about the commitment that comes long term down the road. And the first thing you know, they're deceiving themselves. And so God says for us to be careful. No, don't get yourself caught up in deception. Don't grow weary in your marriage to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been espoused to Christ. We are going to be the bride of Christ one day. Brother Shambach, and I've told you this, Brother Shambach, in preaching a message that I heard one day, he said, I don't understand everything I know about God's Word. Because he said, the first time I got married, I was the groom. The next time I get married, I'll be the bride. No, you don't understand it. I don't understand it because that's God's Word. But he said, we are the bride of Christ. So when we violate the vows we made to Jesus Christ, we are deceiving ourselves into believing that we can stay focused and following Him without doing what He tells us to do. A lot of people have gone to marriage counseling before they got married. A lot of people have changed their mind about marrying after that. Because then they realize, hey, it's more than saying I do. It's more than saying I love you. You're going to love me 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30, 40. Oh, okay, I'm stopping right there. 63. Huh? Now I'm stopping. I haven't got past that yet. Huh? But when you deceive yourself, you violate your commitment to God. You violate the promise that you made that I'm going to serve you and I'm going to follow you. And the cares of this world, we get caught up in them. And in the process of that, we think that we don't have to do what God called us to do when He saved us. And in violating that commitment, we get to that place where the Bible talks about, and Christian talked about it this past week in Bible study, we become lukewarm. Lukewarm. How many Christians today, don't point your finger at anybody else, or me. How many Christians today, if we looked at our own selves, are we hot? Are we cold? Are we lukewarm? Now, He didn't say He'd spew you out of His mouth if you were hot or if you were cold. Because if you're cold, you still have an opportunity to make it right and get hot. But that place of lukewarm, that's what He warned us about. That's where the deception is. That's where we find ourselves today in this society for so many Christians. And it's a shame because they miss out on the blessings of the Lord. Self-deception. And this self-deception is probably the worst of all. Because it makes you comfortable. I can do what I want to do and still serve God. What you got to understand is you're serving yourself in front of God. Self-service. It makes you comfortable in the deception that you live in. The Word of God is full of the phrases, the words, the parables Jesus spoke, the prophets of the Old Testament, all through the Bible. You will find the devil trying to deceive that which God has called. A lot of the old prophets were deceived by Satan. They recognized it and they got it right. One Brother Winky mentioned this morning. The voice of God was not in the wind. That's deception when you look for it there. The voice of God was not in the earthquake and the lightning and the rain and the earth. Those things that depict a church today that's doing everything in the flesh. Right. And the Bible said He wasn't there. So the prophet deceived himself in thinking that these things were of God. That was a sign, that was a warning, that was whatever. But what it really was a condemnation from God that's not the stuff you need to serve me. What you need to do is listen to that still, small voice. The Holy Spirit. When you follow the leadership of that still small voice, you will find deception in your life that you can get rid of. Amen. Because His Holy Spirit is not going to lead us into any place where God cannot keep us. Never. Never has. Never will. It satisfies the fleshly desires. And it rejects the Holy Spirit. Ooh. You know, there's a scripture that says we can grieve the Holy Spirit. We can grieve the Spirit of God. How do we do that? Mostly by deceiving ourselves or accepting other deception from different places. It grieves the Holy Spirit because now you're allowing that which has deceived you to lead you instead of the Holy Spirit. And if anything else leads you besides the Holy Spirit, you're going to be led away from the cross, not to the cross. And that's where we need to be, at the foot of the cross, where Jesus paid it all, where He did it all for us. I don't have to give you a list of the ways a person can deceive themselves, because every person already knows that. But most of us refuse to accept that. Excuses, excuses. You've heard it. Yeah. That's what leads us into deception. There's an old cliche that says there's none so blind as he who will not see. Yeah. Well, there's none so deceived as he who will not admit he's deceived. Huh. Yeah. See, we get comfortable in deception. See that no man deceive you, but also see that you don't deceive yourself. If you're anchored in Christ, if you're anchored in God's Word, then no one else out there can deceive you. I've said the thing about being healed. If God has healed you and you know He has, nobody else can tell you that God doesn't heal. Because you know it. So don't be deceived by the other people out there. That's pretty easy for us to see that deception, but we don't see our own deception and our walk for the Lord. So I don't have to give you a list, because my name would be in there too. Self-deception always brings an excuse. And an excuse is only a reason why we can't obey God's Word. It has always amazed me how people fall into deception so easily, but never find it easy to obey the Word of God. You'll remember back a few years back when the greedy gospel was really at its height. Jim Baker and all that bunch had that big fancy stuff going in the Carolinas, I think it was. Huh? I know of elderly women and men who were on a Social Security check. That's all they lived on. And they were so deceived by this greedy gospel, they would send at least half of their check over there to him. What a shame, huh? What a shame. Instead of finding a local church that preached Christ and Him crucified and followed God instead of some deceptive voice that came on a television or a radio. Why? Because that was easy, I guess. Because they didn't know that God had said, let no man deceive you, and don't deceive yourself. Be careful where you sow your seed. Oh, you hear about that from these people that preach the greedy gospel. Now, they come up with some odd number for some odd reason and tell you if you'll do that, then you're going to receive such and such and whatever from God. Deception. And when you probably count the number of people that hear that and do that, it doesn't take long for them coyotes to get rich. They're getting rich on the deception of people who don't know what God says in His Word. They're laying up treasures in this world when the Word says lay up treasures in heaven. How do you lay up treasures in heaven? You lay up treasures in heaven by following God's Word and doing His work. Yes. Huh? Yes. Doing His work. Our works are going to, if they're not done to glorify God, they're going to burn up like hay and stubble. Oh, but thank God when you do your works to glorify Him, He said they're going to come through the fire. He's going to try them in fire. And those works that are pure and true to him will come forth as pure gold. Pure gold. All the excuses we find. I can't go to church today. That leads to a reason why you can't go to church next week. And then a reason why you can't go to church the following week. Now, you have to, the Bible says, come, let us reason together. So you have to have some understanding that people get sick, they can't go to church. But their heart is still right with God. They're not deceived. They want to be in church. They maybe have to work on a Sunday or something. Yeah, that happens. But they're not deceiving themselves because next Sunday, if I don't work, I'm going to be there. But if you let that reasoning and that excuse, and it can be anything, how we feel, and especially the older you get, the more you feel things. Some of you are not there, but you're working on it. Deception. Why I can't pay tithes. Why I can't give in the offering. Why I can't read the Bible. Why I can't pray. Why I can't help somebody today. Over and over and over, the deception plays in our lives. Why I can't do this. Why I can't do that. When God says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you're faithful to God, he supplies the need. Yeah, he supplies the need. And then he said, I'm not mocked. Are we mocking God when we refuse to obey his word? That word from the Greek means to turn your nose up. It means to ridicule, to ignore, or to sneer at. You mean that's what I'm doing to God? Well, I'm not going to answer that question for you. That's something you'll have to do. But listen, you may think you're mocking God, but you're not. Because he said, I'm not going to be mocked. Some self-deception causes one to forget those few little words. God is not mocked. Self-deception will put that scripture out of your life. And then you know what you do? You fool yourself, but you can't fool God. And from that you begin to sow seed that's only going to produce heartache. Going to produce sickness, going to produce everything that God cannot help you with. Sowing bad seed brings about a bad harvest. You don't have to be too smart to know that. And the reason I know that is because I'm not that smart, but I know that. How do I know that? God's word says that. Yeah. Don't be stupid. Every deceptive act on the part of the individual is a seed that's planted. And that seed is going to bring about a harvest. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, this is an unchangeable law of God. It applies to the natural seed. It applies to the deeds and actions of mankind, whether they're saved or lost. When you are subject to this universal law, then it doesn't matter what your status is, excuse me, in life. That's a universal law. God has some universal laws, amen, that cover everybody. One of those universal laws is his grace. Sinners don't realize, but they're here because of God's grace. Yeah, they're here just like we are. God's grace. The only problem is they have not taken advantage of the grace of God. For the grace of God doesn't save you, but it gives you an opportunity to come to Christ to be saved. And so the grace of God covers them also. And if you're living in a family where everybody's lost but you, and you're covered by God's grace, guess what? They're going to be blessed too. Yeah. They're going to be blessed because you're there. And the blessings of God will be extended because of His grace that you have. Unchangeable law of God. The results of the unchangeable law of God is played out in every man's life, every day. For the good or for the bad. God's law doesn't change. We have many corrupt laws in America that change and they make it what they want it to be, but God's law doesn't change. So when He says you're going to reap exactly what you sow, you can count on it. The results of this unchangeable law is that everyone's going to answer one way or the other, sooner or later. Sometimes God is long-suffering even in His judgment. Gives us more time. Sowing to the flesh, the Bible says, will reap corruption. Sowing to the Spirit reaps everlasting life. I don't know about you, but I want more than this life gives. Yeah, God's wisdom and His Word tells us that if this is all you have in this life, you are of all men most miserable. I don't care if you're richer than the most richest man in the world. If you don't have Christ Jesus, you're miserable. How can you say that? You don't see them. You don't know them. They know it. They know it. Because the signs of God's existence is all around them. And some of them at times will even say, God has blessed them. But if that's all they've got, they're not blessed. Judgment follows deception. And judgment waits to reap destruction on that deception. The bottom line is, deception is a mockery to God. And He said, I will not be mocked. Then He said, don't grow weary in well-doing. It still speaks to sowing and reaping. Don't grow weary in sowing the good seed. Don't grow weary in telling people about Jesus Christ, sowing that seed into their lives. Don't get tired of doing that. Don't get tired of giving and loving and praying and helping. Don't grow weary doing that. Because there's coming a time when you're going to reap. And you might say what you're going to reap is out of this world. God's judgment is a lot like that.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord.